shortly, the curtains will ruffle. An announcer will say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, if you will, that funky honky that smell like a donkey, Lino Grease Minnelli. Hi, everybody. Hi, and welcome to the first annual IP convention. Glad y'all could make it by. Keep in mind, we've counted all the knives and forks and silverware. So there is a metal detector annually, so in case you get any ideas. Ah, just kidding. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, you hear Georgetown's track team's got a head up on the competition. Yeah, instead of a starting gun, they're using a burglar line. Hey, you hear about the three IPs? Hang on a second. You got to listen carefully to this one. Three IPs are walking down the street. One of them turns to the other and says, hey, my instincts tell me I'm going to be a doctor. And the second guy says, hey, my instincts tell me I'm going to be a lawyer. And the third IP says, well, my instincts, but it don't tell me nothing. Come on, go away, get out of here. You're too crazy. Yeah. Hey, waiter, you mind bringing me a glass of water up here?
Your mom.
Ah, come on now, for crying out loud. I'm asking you for a glass of water.
Your mom.
You mean to tell me you're just going to stand there with your thumb up your tuchus looking stupid?
That's right, I said your mom.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, if you will, that's Jack and Final Washington, the Yamama boys. They've been doing that for some time on the old show, and I'm glad that they've come by. And thank you, guys. Hey, did you hear about the young IP's in his backyard, and he gets struck by lightning, and it turns him white. And he runs into the house. He says, my God, Daddy, don't be hit by lightning. Look at me, I'm turning white. And the father says, don't bother me now, son. Can't you see I'm watching an important game? As he runs into the kitchen, he says, Mama, help me, look, I'm turning white. He says, don't bother me with your foolishness, boy. Can't you see I'm cooking dinner, for crying out loud? So he goes up the stairs two steps at a time, and his sister, he says, Jackadella, help me, I'm turning white. She says, don't you bother me. I got a big date with Jimmy coming up, and if you get in the way with your silly actions, I'm gonna give you a lick and you'll never forget this. So he runs into his room, throws himself on the bed, crying, says, isn't that something? I ain't white 5 minutes and already I hate 3IP. Oh, hey, here's a couple of guys you may remember. Guys, let's listen in.
That hunky must be messy. Got to be running cool upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home, I can dig it. No, he ain't gonna lay no more big rap up on you, man.
I say, hey, Scott. Subba say I won't see. Uh-huh. Pretty Jay, I did the same old, same old.
Hey, knock yourself a pro, slick. The gray matter back, law performers down, not take TCB in, man.
Hey, you know what they say. See a broad to get that booty ackle. Leg her down or smack him, yack him. Cole got to be.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear a big hand for the Smack'em Yak'em Boys, the indigenous duo. That's William McCoy and his brother Jasper. They came by to lend a little joy. Oh, I tell you what, how about some music? Are you ready? Well, it gives me great pleasure here at my first indigenous convention to present live on stage the Harlem Globetrotters.
I'm happy to see you again. I'm happy because you are my friend. Haven't seen you for a long, long time. Shri-wink, happy that you're doing fine. Happy to see you again.
Skip it again.
Happy because you are my friend. Haven't seen you in a long, long time.
Shri-wink,
happy to see you again.
Oh, God, really get your lips into it.
Happy to see you again. Happy because you are my friend. I haven't seen you for a long, long time.
Skill a wink.
Happy to see you again.
The Globetrotters, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you stopping by. Well, that about wraps up the first annual Indigenous Convention. I thank you all for coming and taking the jibes in the good nature that they were intended. For I have always felt that through humor, man can embrace his brother man. All right, it's time for the door prize. I did promise the door prize. So let's see what we got here. All right, I'm drawing at random from all the... Okay, who's got number 27391? Check your stubs. 27391. There she is. Oh, it's Jerkadella. Jerkadella, come on up here. You win. Jerkadella wins this glorious hat here. And I think you look very, very nice going to church or going to meeting. Here, can I put it on? Here, just stand right here and face the crowd so they can all see a nice little veil that folds discreetly over your eyes. There you go. Put his hat on here. There you go. Now, you're probably wondering, Jerkadella, why a hat? Why a special hat at the Grease Man Convention? Well, let me tell you something, darling. This hat has been Velcro-lined. Try to take it off your head. You're in that baby for life, honey. You're in that baby for life. Yeah, somebody want to see if you can get it off her head now? Hey, thanks for coming, everybody. We'll do it again next year. All right, somebody give her a hand with that hat. We'll give her a crying out loud. She's going to be wearing that thing all night. Yeah, baby. Yeah, we love you, baby. We love you.
Cranking up more nonstop rock on WWDC-FM Washington, DC 101.